Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Creating me a clean heart and purifying me. Amen, amen. That could be, should be, and perhaps for some is a daily prayer. Amen. You pray nothing else. Lord, creating me a clean heart and purifying me. If that's granted for you on that day, you're good. Forget all this other stuff. I want to walk through walls. I want to jump over there. No. If God purifies your heart, amen.
Amen.
You're good. Amen. Because from your heart, everything else will follow. Amen. So we praise God. Lord, create in us a clean heart and purify us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Purify us. Praise God. We're coming back on this weekend, and just to finish up something. We started last week, and we were looking in the book of Hebrews. Last week, we spent most of our time, I believe, on one verse. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. And we're going to look at that real briefly. And then we're going to jump into chapter 11. And our topic on last week was living by faith. And, you know, God said unto us last week, it was a reminder, amen, of how important it is for us as people of God to live by faith. We mentioned on last week, as we have on previous occasions, that the scripture "live by faith" is spoken by God four times in the Bible, in Galatians 3:11, in Romans 1:17, in Hebrews 10:38, which we're going to look at again tonight, and in the second chapter of Habakkuk, verse number 4, and. You know, we noted last week that if God says something to you one time, you should listen. How much the more should we listen if he says something to us four times? Mm-hmm. Amen. He wants that to get into us, and it's so important because at the end of the day, we, on this side of glory, we have to live. Mm-hmm. And God wants us to live. Jesus said, "I am come that you might have life." He wants us to live life. But there's a way that people of God have to live. People of God cannot live the way they want to live. They have to live by the way God says they should live.
Yeah.
And God says you should live by faith. God says that man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's what he says. And that goes. Mm-hmm. Period. It's not up to us to now try to add to it or subtract from it. If God says live by faith, as people of God, you and I, we say the same thing. I live by faith. Why? Because God commanded me that that's how I'm supposed to live. Right? And so living by faith. And here's the thing that's so important for us, and it's an encouragement. If we, you know, if you do what God wants you to do, you're going to turn out all right.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
If you and I do what God wants us to do, we will turn out. Matter of fact, we'll turn out better than all right. But if we live by faith as God commands us to, then we will see things that in our own lives. That we've seen in this word. We will see God move in our situations. We will see miracles. We will see God's favor. We will see God open doors. We will see God active in our lives because we are living by faith. Amen.
Amen.
And so that should be an encouragement and something that sort of prompts us to do this, even if it's out of self-interest. Because I think that every one of us wants a good life. We want the things that God wants us to have, and we want to be what God has called us to be. We have goals, we have dreams, we have aspirations, and God can help us get there, but how many of you know we're going to have to get there the way God says we're to get there? Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? We do it by faith. So we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, touch on a couple of things that we touched on last week briefly, and then we're going to move into chapter 11, and I believe God's going to speak to us in a powerful way from there. Let's pray first, and then we'll get into Hebrews chapter 10. Father, to you we give the praise, and to you we give the honor, because you are worthy of the praise. And Father, we thank you, God, for your faithfulness toward us yet one more time. You kept us on today. You blessed us, oh God, with all spiritual and earthly blessings. And God, we are truly grateful. And Father, you brought us here safely, God. You allowed us, oh God, to be a blessing unto others. Now, God, we ask you to bless us. Bless us with your presence. Bless us with your power. Bless us, oh God, with a word from heaven. Father, we're hungry tonight to receive from you. Fill us, oh God, with wisdom, with knowledge, and with understanding, oh God. Transform our hearts and our minds. Take us up to a higher place. Give us revelation, oh God. Cause us to see things that we've never seen before. And Father, we thank you right now for your power going to work in our lives. We thank you right now for the presence of the Holy Spirit leading us deep into the scriptures. We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who is here with us in the midst. And Father God, we thank you for your love, and we give you the praise for what you're going to do in this place. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, one more time. And we're going to read from Amplified Version. But the just shall live by faith. My righteous servant shall live by his conviction respecting man's relationship to God and divine things. And so we spent a little bit of time just on that, right? That the just shall live by faith, and what God is saying, by his conviction, by his firmly held belief. You and I, as people of God, live by faith. We live by our firmly held belief respecting our relationship with God. And we talked about a couple of things last week about our relationship with God. You know, what are some of the aspects of your relationship with God? Well, God loves me. That's part of my relationship with God. And I have a firmly held belief about that. God loves me. God saved me. That's a firmly held belief. Right? God delivers me. God helps me. That's a firmly held belief. You can't shake me from that. Mm-hmm. I believe that. Amen?
Amen.
By faith. I have a firmly held belief concerning my relationship with God. Mm-hmm. He's my Father. I believe that. I'm his child. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Firmly held. Can't shake me from it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And there are many aspects concerning our relationship with God. But the Amplified Version lets us know that living by faith means that you have conviction, a firmly held belief concerning your relationship with God. And here's where people get in trouble. If you don't have a firmly held belief concerning your relationship with God, the devil can move you off your mark. See, with the person that has a firmly held belief, he says, listen, I shall not be moved. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want to me. I'm not moving. Why? Because I know who I am as it concerns God. I know my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Very important to have that. Amen. So living by faith, firmly held conviction, firmly held belief concerning your relationship to God. And it also says, and divine things. Amen. Things of heaven. Amen. Things of the Spirit. You know, I have a conviction concerning the things of the Spirit. I believe the fruit of the Spirit is on the inside of me. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. I believe that. Amen. I don't have to go searching for peace out here. It's in here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? You can't shake me from that. Those are divine things.
Right.
You know what I mean? Divine things are God's promises. Can't shake me from that. But it hasn't happened yet. Yeah, I know. That's right. Key word. Yet.
Mm-hmm.
Firmly held belief. You understand what I'm saying? You gotta have firmly held belief. And holy fervor, God dedicated, God focused, intense passion and feeling. Amen. But it's holy, it's God focused.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us, you know, there are people who have intense passions and intense feelings and intense desires, but they're not God focused.
Yeah.
That's fervor. It doesn't say have fervor. It says have holy fervor. God dedicated, God focused passion that's born of faith. And then Hebrews 10:38 says, and if he draws back, talking about the man who's supposed to live by faith, the woman who's supposed to live by faith, if she draws back and shrinks in fear. Now understand, that's interesting, right? If you draw back from who? Draw back from God. Instead of having that firmly held belief in God, you draw back a little bit. Well, I'm not sure. God says, if you draw back, watch what happens to the person who draws back. Drawing back is linked to something in this scripture text. It's drawing back is linked to shrinking in fear.
Yeah.
If you draw back, you're going to shrink. In fear. If you draw back and shrink in fear, God says this, my soul has no delight or pleasure in him.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so when we draw back and shrink in fear, God says, that's not faith. My soul has no pleasure in that because it's not faith. And I've commanded my people that the just shall live by faith. So this faith thing is not something that we can just say, well, I'm going to try it. God commands it, the just shall live by faith. And then he says this, and if you don't do it, I'm not going to be pleased with you. How many of you know that's not a light thing? God said, you got to live by faith, and if you shrink back, and if you draw back and shrink in fear, I will not be pleased with you. Ooh. Ooh. I don't want that on me. You understand? I don't want that on me. Amen. Do you? No, sir. Okay, now let's jump into chapter 11 and have some fun. So we're going to go around the room. Let's read from verse 1 and then starting from verse 4, see what the Holy Spirit has to say. Now faith, and I'm reading now from King James Version. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. What do you think we have to do if we want to obtain a good report?
Live by faith.
Live by faith. We got to do the same thing. Amen. If we don't live by faith, what kind of report do we have?
Bad.
A bad report. Amen. An evil report. Amen. Why? Because God's not, here's the report. I'm not pleased with you. That's a bad report card right there. Amen.
Exactly.
God said, no faith, I'm not pleased with you. Isn't that something? God's not saying, here's the funny thing, I understand. He said, I'm not pleased with you.
Yeah.
No sugarcoating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're drawing back? You're shrinking away from me in fear? I'm not pleased with you. Not I'm understanding. Well, let me convince you that you should. No. I'm not pleased with you. That's a bad report right there, amen? You come back. What happened to you? God's not pleased with me. That's a bad report. Amen. Oh, but by faith you can get a good report, amen? That God is pleased with me. Doesn't that lift your spirit? Amen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made of things which... So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen. The things were made by the word of God. The worlds were framed by the word of God. Amen. So the things we see now, they weren't made by things which were apparent to us. Right? Amen. They were made by words. Amen. Now, this is what I would like us to do as we begin at verse 4. And I'll start at verse 4 as an example. And then as we get into this following verses, amen, we will then go around the room and pick up on something. Because we're talking about this thing of living by faith. And I believe for all of us, you know, faith is something that it is sometimes confusing to us, and yet it's so vital to how we're supposed to live. And yet, you know, you ask 10 different Christian people who are well-versed in the Word, what is faith? And you're likely to get 10 different answers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can that be? And it's so important that we get this thing right. Why? Because it's the way we're supposed to live. Mm-hmm. And if we don't live by faith, God's not pleased with us. How many of you know a lot's on the line here? Mm-hmm. Living by faith is important. Here's the other thing why it's important. Right now, everybody in this room needs something, wants something, is desiring something, is looking for something, and the only way you're going to get it is by faith.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Amen?
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to get it. So don't you think it's important to know what living by faith means? Mm-hmm. Amen. So let's look at something and let the Holy Spirit inspire us and spark something on the inside of us. And let's look at verse number 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice by Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying, amen, of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks. Amen. Now, this is what I want us to do. Amen. As we look at these verses. Most of these verses that we're going to see, that we're going to look at, says by faith. You read some other versions of this, and it'll say by acts of faith. But let's look at verse 4 and then do something with the succeeding verses. By faith, watch this. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaks. Now, I want to point out something to you here. What happened by faith for Abel? By faith, Abel offered. That's an action. Mm-hmm. When we talk about living by faith, you're going to see as we go through these scriptures, it means us acting. Mm-hmm. Not saying, not, you know, looking to God to do, but acting. Watch this. By faith, Abel did what? He offered. Is that all he did? No. We keep reading. It says, by which he what? Obtained. So two things. By faith Abel offered, by faith Abel obtained. We keep reading. He obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Through his faith he yet speaks. Three things. All action. And how did he do it? By faith. He offered, he obtained, and he speaks. Amen. Let's look at verse 5. Now let's play the game together. What action is going on in verse 5? By faith, Enoch was translated or transferred that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. But before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. So what was Enoch able to do by faith?
Give a testimony.
Enoch gave a testimony. And what was his testimony? That he pleased God. He pleased God how? By faith. He had a testimony how? By faith. But watch this. Enoch was translated. That means Enoch was translated because Enoch says he walked with God and he was not, remember? Enoch walked with God and he was not. He was taken from earth straight up to heaven.
Yeah.
He was transferred from here to there. There's somebody right now, glory to God, listening or going to be listening to this. What's this called? Recording. I'm going to say tea. Right? Watch this. There's somebody right now waiting to get transferred. Enoch got transferred. But how Enoch got transferred? By faith. See, you want stuff to happen, it's going to have to happen by faith. So you want to offer, offer by faith. You want to speak, speak by faith. You want to obtain, obtain by faith. You want to testify, testify by faith. You want to please God, you please God by faith. You want to get transferred, you're going to get transferred how?
By faith.
And whether you get transferred like Enoch or you get transferred from the fourth floor to the sixth floor on your job, it's going to be the same thing. You're going to go from here to there by faith. Not by undercutting your fellow co-worker.
Exactly.
Amen. Not by trying to score brownie points with the supervisor. You're going to get there by faith. Okay, let's keep going. Verse number 7. Let's take somebody else. Let's go to Noah. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. So we're looking for some action words that Noah did by faith. What's some of the things that Noah did by faith?
Prepared the ark.
Okay, so Noah prepared by faith. Now we can stop and say Noah prepared the ark by faith, but listen to what the Holy Spirit is trying to get us to understand. Noah prepared by faith. You ever prepare for something? How should you prepare then? That's the point. It's not for us to go, well, God didn't tell me to build an ark. Yeah, I know that, Einstein, but God told you to do something else. And how are you going to go about your preparation? By faith. And understand what Noah did. God told him to prepare an ark. Why? Because it's going to rain, boy. And Noah said, but God, it's never rained before. Prepare the ark. Okay, God. Something he's never seen before. He still did it. How did he do it?
By faith.
So does it matter if God speaks something to your spirit that you've never seen before? Do you have to see it or have seen it or have known about it? Should God have to have done it before in order for us to believe it? And when God tells us to do a thing, whatever preparations we should do it by faith.
Yeah.
Not with a, I don't know if this is going to work out. That's not faith. Don't prepare that way. How did Noah prepare? He prepared by faith. Mm-hmm. Right? So understand what's going on here. We're taking these words and not just leaving them in, okay, what did Noah do, but how do they apply to us? Mm-hmm. You ever make an offering? Nope. It's time for tithes and offerings. You ever make an offering? Okay. They all looked at me like, huh? Right? You ever make an offering? Yes, we've all made an offering. Then we got to make it the way Abel made his offering. He made his, by faith, he offered. Mm-hmm. So what do you do on Sunday morning when you come with your offering? You just tossing your thing in the plate?
No.
You should make your offering
by faith.
Come on. You see what God's trying to take us? Right? Look at these words, make them plain and simple, and say, do I dare to do those things? Do I offer? Yeah. Have you offered? Yeah, I offer. I offer by faith. But that's how God wants me to do it. I want to offer by faith. It said by faith. I'm just going back to Abel for a second. By faith, Abel obtained witness. You ever obtained anything, or you have a desire to obtain something? Well, how are you going to obtain it?
By faith.
So let's keep track of these things, amen. You see, I made a list of all the words that happened by faith. Mm-hmm. Offered, obtained, spoke, transferred, testified, pleased God. Now we're with Noah. So Noah, what we said Noah did, he prepared, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Look at this. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. So how are you supposed to move? By faith. By faith he moved with fear. Amen? You ever move?
Yeah.
Have you ever? Did you see how this works? Have you ever moved? Are you going to move again?
Yeah.
How should you move?
By faith.
By faith. So watch this. If you don't have faith, what should you do? Don't move. Right? Don't move. Come on, this is so important. Well, how many of you know sometimes people try to get you to move before you have any faith or belief that you should move? Because some people think you should do stuff. They try to make you do stuff. They try to make you move.
Yeah.
But if you're going to move, how should you move?
By faith.
By faith. Mm-hmm. So if you're standing there and you go, well, I don't know. You don't have faith. Then don't move. Come on, somebody. We're looking at people in the hall of faith, amen, and they're telling us some things. Noah moved by faith. So we keep going. He moved. So Noah, by faith, Noah moved. By faith, Noah prepared. Right? Mm-hmm. By faith, I'm gonna skip the condemn the world stuff, because you guys go out there and start calling everybody out their name. By faith, Noah became an heir of righteousness. That means he inherited righteousness. How are we going to do it?
By faith.
By faith. Mm-hmm. Let's go to verse number 8. I like verse number 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Okay. So by faith, Abraham did what?
Moved.
He obeyed. Right? We're going to get back to that one. But he obeyed. That's how we have to obey. We don't obey grudgingly. We don't obey, you know, just technically. I'm doing what God wants me to do. By faith, Abraham obeyed. How do we obey? By faith. And again, it goes back to that what? that firm conviction,
mm-hmm.
right, concerning our relationship with God and of divine things. It's not a light thing. We don't just do it and go, I'm obeying. We obey by faith. But here's the other thing. You say he moved, right? It said by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out to a place which he should have to receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. That means, put another way, he went someplace that he didn't know about. He went someplace that he didn't know. And another way, I guess, of saying it is that Abraham stepped into the unknown. How did he do that? By faith. See, sometimes we'll be faced with a situation that we don't know what's next. We don't know what's going to happen. But that doesn't mean we have to stay where we are until we find out.
Exactly.
We can step into the unknown the same way Abraham did, by faith.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always have to know. You don't always have to know what God's going to do next or what someone's going to do next. But, no, you don't. You can step into the unknown by faith. Verse number 9. By faith he sojourned. Sojourn means he dwelt temporarily in the land of promise. Verse 10. For he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. In verse 10, what did Abraham do by faith? Somebody said it. Yeah, he looked. By faith, he looked. You ever tell your kid, go upstairs and look for your shoes? I can't find them. They weren't. You say, you're not really
looking.
Mm-hmm. Right? Well, God says that to us sometimes, too, when we call ourselves looking, but we're not looking for him by faith. Amen. Because see, how many of you know you can look by faith and you can look without faith? Right? But by faith, he looked. Amen? By faith, he looked for God. By faith, he looked for what God had for him. And if you're looking by faith, you're looking with an expectation. It's an active looking. Amen? Where's my stuff? Amen? I'm looking for God. I'm looking for God to show up in my situation. I'm looking for God to show up in the challenge that I have in my life. I'm looking for God to change some things. I'm looking and I'm looking by, like Abraham looked. I'm looking by faith. Verse 11. Through faith, Sarah also herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. What did our friend Sarah do by faith?
She received.
She received. We all want stuff. God's a giver, but in order for us to get what God is giving, we have to receive what God is giving. How are we going to receive from God? By faith. Amen. We're going to have to receive by faith. Everybody wants to receive something, but you're going to have to receive it by faith.
Yeah.
No other way. And your faith has to be active. It can't be some generic, I believe in God. Sarah, what did Sarah receive, by the way?
Child.
No, according to the scripture.
Strength.
She received strength. She received strength. Anybody ever need some strength?
Yeah.
How are you going to receive it? By crying?
I'm so weak, Lord. I don't think I can go on anymore.
Keep doing that. Come on, somebody. Keep doing that. You want to receive strength? How are you going to receive it?
By faith.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's faith. Why? Because that's God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Right? What else does Sarah do? She received strength by faith. What else does she do? She conceived by faith. It says she conceived seed. Amen? And I like the next part. And was delivered. Oh my gosh. When you need deliverance, guess how you're going to be delivered? By faith. Not by any other means. You're stuck in a situation you gotta get out of. You ain't gonna be delivered from it because you tell every Tom, Dick, and Harry across town what you're going through. You're going to be delivered by faith. That firm conviction in God, in your relationship with God. That firm conviction in divine things. That thing that's on the basis of His Word and His will. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And I'm going to be delivered by faith. I'm going to be delivered according to God's Word. Not by telling you and this one and that one and that one and all the other kinds. Nope. So let's just recap for a moment. So by faith, we offer by faith, we obtain by faith, we speak by faith, we testify by faith, we get transferred by faith, we move by faith, we prepare by faith, we obey by faith, we step into the unknown by faith, we look by faith, we receive by faith, we conceive by faith, and we get delivered by faith. And we only up to verse 11. Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. So these people who all died in faith first of all, they saw things. They were persuaded of those things. They embraced those things. And they confessed those things. And they did it by faith. Amen. And see, all these action words, I think, challenge us to say, how much stuff am I doing? How much action is connected to what I claim is faith? Because if it's not, then if we see all these people who are in the hall of faith, and God keeps telling us, well, this one offered, and this one obtained, and this one testified, and this one moved, and this one obeyed, and this one sojourned, and this one looked, and this one received, then don't you think there's something that He should be able to point to you and say, and this one, that's a problem right there, right? Because if you're living by faith, He should be able to add a word right after you. That's the point. There should be a word right after you. Abraham obeyed. Abel offered. Sarah received. Johnny conquered. It needs to be something. It needs to be something. And it needs to be a verb, an action word. Even if the word is looked. Right? Let's keep going. Let's go to verse 16. This one is something. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, but He has prepared for them a city. Let's stop there for a second. What does that mean? Talking about all these people in faith who were doing things, offering, obtaining, speaking, transferring, moving, preparing, obeying. And it says all this, and God wasn't ashamed to be called their God. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Why did people just drop that in there? After talking about what all these people were doing and said, therefore, God is not afraid, ashamed to be called their God. What's the lie that he was trying to tell us?
He was pleased with them.
Yeah. Well, what's the opposite of being ashamed of? What's the opposite of that? Somebody say, I'm ashamed of you. That's one thing. And they're not ashamed of you. They are what of you?
Proud.
Yeah, they're proud of you. So if we flip this around, God was proud to be called their God. Why?
Because they believed.
And they were living by faith. He said, I'm proud to be their God. Isn't that something? So that means if you ain't living by faith, do you know God may look at you and say, This is a wake up call for us who think that living by faith and walking by faith is some casual thing that you can just flip in and flip out of whenever you feel like it, and it's okay with God. I'm telling you now, it is not. You ever think of God being ashamed to be called your God? Ooh! And why would he be ashamed to be called your God? Why would he be ashamed I can't believe I'm his God. Why would he be ashamed? Because we're not living by faith. Because again, what pleases him? Faith. Don't you want God to be proud of you?
Yeah, man.
I want God to be proud of me. I want God to say, that's my boy. Amen? That's my boy right there. Amen? And for the ladies in here, don't you want to hear God say that? That's my girl right there.
Yeah.
Amen? That's my girl right there. Amen? She believes in me. She trusts me. She obeys me. She looks for me. See, but it's got it. But it's connected with an action.
Mm-hmm.
Where do we leave off? 16. Let's go to 17. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered. You see the doing that's going on here. Mm-hmm. By faith, when Abraham he was tried, meaning he was tested. You ever been tested? Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're tested? Abraham offered. What did you do? What did you do? And listen, that's Holy Spirit asking me too. So don't think it's me just asking you. Amen. What do you do? When you get tested, what do you do? My man Abraham offered. What do you do when you're tested? Oh, and if we talk about offerings. See, there's some people when they're tested, stop giving offerings. Uh-oh. Ooh, ooh, uh-oh. Uh-oh. The financial test comes, I stop giving offerings. But when Abraham was tested, he continued to offer. Uh-oh. He didn't stop just because he was being tested, and then he offered. Verse 20. What did Isaac do by faith?
Blessed Jacob.
Yeah. He blessed his children. How did he do it? By faith. He blessed his children. By faith, what did Jacob do when he was dying? He blessed who?
Each of the sons of Joseph.
So who are they to him? Joseph was his son.
Grandkids.
Thank you. Joseph was his son. Okay. Right? But by faith, right? By faith, Isaac blessed his kids. And by faith, Jacob blessed his grandkids. Come on, somebody. If you have kids and grandkids, guess what you can do by faith? You can bless them. You can speak.
You can speak success into their future.
Yeah.
Love 22. Oh, wait a minute. We can't leave Jacob. Because Jacob did something else by faith. When he was a dying, he blessed both the sons of Joseph. And what else did he do?
Worship.
He worshiped. How did he worship, Brother James?
Wait, no, on top of this.
No, by faith! He was leaning by faith. Amen. Amen. Right, but he worshiped by faith.
Uh-huh.
Right? He worshiped by faith. Even when he was, as the scripture said, a dying.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. You ever sometimes feel like you're a dying? I'm a dying. Not just dying, a dying. That's really rough. I'm a dying. Glory to God. But still, by faith, he worshiped, even in that condition.
Yeah.
As you said, leaning on his faith. That means he didn't even have strength to stand up on his own.
Exactly.
And he still worshiped. Mm. How did he do that?
By faith.
By faith. You know, when you feel like you can't stand up, you feel too weak, you feel like, amen, that all your strength is gone, yet you can still worship God by faith.
True, true.
Verse 22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Now, when it says he made mention concerning the departing of Israel, when Joseph died, if you remember, he told them that they were going to leave this land. Because he even said, and when you leave this land, take my bones with you.
Yeah.
But he said that while he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to leave this land, and when you leave this land, take my bones with you. And he did that by faith. You know what you call that? He prophesied.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did he do it?
By faith.
Come on. God is no respecter of persons.
Mm-hmm.
I could prophesy too.
Mm-hmm.
By faith.
Yeah.
You can prophesy too.
Yeah.
By faith. You can give commandments concerning things that happen in the future. How? By faith. Love Moses. By faith, Moses did what? First of all, it says by faith, when he was born, was hid. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't hide. He was too young, but his parents hid him, right?
Mm-hmm.
His parents hid him by faith, believing, right, that God was going to look after the young boy.
Yeah.
And did God do it?
Yep.
Verse 24. By faith, when Moses was come to years, what?
Refused being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter.
Yeah. Now, we can leave off, call the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and say, Moses, by faith, refused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that you can refuse? There's some things you need to refuse by faith?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You work in the accounting office, and he said, you know what, come on, man, we, you know, the auditors are coming. We need to do something with these numbers. I refuse. If you don't play along, you're going to get fired. I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can refuse by faith.
Yeah.
Moses refused by faith.
Mm-hmm.
There's some things I refuse to do.
Mm-hmm.
By faith.
Amen.
You want me to lie? I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to cheat? I refuse. You want me to talk against the President of the United States, even though I didn't vote for him? I refuse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those who are running,
by faith,
I can talk about him all I want. Cause he just running. Trump. I can talk about you all I want. But when you become the president, I got a commandment from God on my life. Pray for the leaders. So that you can live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We need to dog out Trump. And he's the president. No. That's just saying, I refuse. By faith, Moses refused. Look at verse 25. It continues, right? He refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. What it says next? 25.
Choosing.
So by faith, he chose. See, we got to make some choices by faith. Right? By faith, he chose. You and I have to make our choices by faith. Moses chose. And what did he choose? You see, now I'm ready to close the book and go home, teacher. I'm ready to close the book and go home now, teacher, because I see what I see the rest of that scripture. He chose to suffer. I'm closing the book. He chose to suffer. How did he do that? By faith. Come on. Sometimes you know, you're going through some stuff or you're in a situation, you got to choose to say, it's going to hurt me. Right? It's going to test me. It's going to try me. But I refuse to take the easy way out.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you choose to suffer. There are many a woman who you know what? They wanted to, I'm leaving this joker, but they refused and they chose to suffer. Many a man, amen, you wanted to leave that job, you wanted to leave that situation, you wanted to throw in the towel, but you chose to suffer by faith. God's pleased with you, amen. He's proud to be called your God. I love verse 26. So he chose rather to suffer. Okay, we're going to move on. They're still here. Good. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. All I would say with that one is this. By faith, he esteemed Christ greater. See, by faith, we have to consider and esteem Christ greater than everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen? You're laying at my feet all the riches of the world, but I esteem Christ greater. Right? Right? You want to give me all these things, but they have strings attached. I esteem Christ greater. The woman or the man you've been married for 15 years or for 15 minutes don't much matter, and somebody throws themselves at you, you have to esteem Christ greater. Come on, somebody. Because if you don't esteem Christ greater, you're going to take the lesser. But I esteem Christ greater by faith. Because sometimes, how many of you know, sometimes you esteem Christ greater, and the thing over there seems like it's more.
Yeah.
It seems like it's more. Right? When they offer you that job for $100,000 and you're making $35,000, and you're praying unto God, should I take the job? And God says no. You have to esteem Christ greater.
Yeah.
Even though 35 to 100, the greater seems to be over there.
Yeah.
But you gotta still esteem Christ greater.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're gonna end up taking the lesser. Let's move real quickly. Verse 27. By faith, what did he do? What? Egypt. What is Egypt representative of in the Bible?
Bondage.
Yes. And also, another way, it's also reflective of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So when he forsook Egypt, he turned his back on the world. Isn't that something? There are a lot of people right now, you talk about, oh yeah, I'm coming to church and whatnot, but the world got a grip on you. You got to turn your back on the world by faith.
That's true. That's true.
Amen. You got to say, goodbye world. Right? I stay no longer with you. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
And how you going to do that? By faith. Amen. Turn your back on the world. The world has ways of doing things that are not God's ways.
Amen.
I'm not doing it that way. The world tells you that the way to get to success, you got to act like a crab in a barrel and do it by any means necessary. And God says, uh-uh. Right? He said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Sometimes you're going to be called weak because you do things God's way instead of the world's way.
Yeah.
But I turn my back on the world just like Moses forsook Egypt, amen? And how I do that? By faith. When everybody else in business is using cutthroat tactics, Brother Les, you still continue to do things God's way. You acting by, you turning your back on the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it like that. I do it God's way. I forsake the world by faith. Not fearing the wrath of the king. By faith, I'm not afraid. For he endured, by faith I endure. Watch this, as seeing him who is invisible. By faith I can see things that nobody else can see. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
By faith I can see things that nobody else can see. You're never going to get out of debt. The devil is a liar. I see myself out of debt. Well, I don't see it. That's okay. So you ain't acting by faith. By faith, I can see things that you can't see.
Amen.
I can see the invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Your kid is never going to turn around. Yeah, that's by faith, I see him.
Mm-hmm.
Top of the class. Through faith, 28, he kept the Passover. That means what? He kept the ordinances of God. Amen. Verse 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea. You and I both know that passing through the Red Sea is one of the greatest miracles ever recorded in the Bible, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
So by faith, guess what? They saw the miraculous. They took part in the miraculous. How do they do it? By faith. Amen. Don't tell me something can't happen in my life just because, amen, God is a miracle working God. God can do miracles. God can do anything he feels like doing. God can do anything he wants to do. If God wants to part the Hudson River, he can part the Hudson River. How many of you know that?
Amen.
If God wants to stop up the Mississippi River, God can stop up the Mississippi River. How many of you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
And all he might need is a person of faith who's willing to lift up their rod or lift up their mouth or lift up their heart or lift up their hands, and God can do a miracle that we need right here. Amen. Because how? It's going to happen by faith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. Who needs some walls to come down in their life?
Amen.
How are they going to come down?
By faith.
Walls are obstacles, you know. Walls are obstacles that keep you out.
Yeah.
They wanted to get into Jericho, and the walls were keeping them out. You want to get into something? Somebody keeping you out? That's your wall. But guess what? Your wall can come down. How is it going to come down? By faith, the heart of Rahab perished not. That means she survived. Glory to God. By faith, I'm going to survive. When the devil tries to tell you, you're going to die, you are a liar, amen. By faith, I'm going to survive.
Yeah.
By faith, I'm going to make it, even if everybody else around me is not.
That's right.
You're going to get fired on Friday just like everybody else. Uh-uh. Everybody else going to get fired. But I'm like Rahab. By faith, I'm going to survive.
Amen.
more shall I say? Verse 32. But time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets, who through faith, look what they did. They subdued, they wrought, they obtained, and they stopped the mouths of lions. That means they stopped attacks. You ever been attacked? If faith can stop the mouth of lions, let me tell you what. Let me tell you what. That means faith can stop the mouth of a man.
Exactly.
So somebody talking about you, you can stop their mouth by faith.
That's true.
You don't gotta start talking back to them. If faith can stop the mouth of a lion, faith can stop the mouth of a man.
Yeah, true.
Somebody talking about me, stop his mouth. Oh, faith. How else? What else they do by faith? They quench violence. Amen. You can put out fires. All kinds. They escape the edge of the sword. That means they escape danger. How? By faith. Right? Out of weakness were made strong. Wax valiant in fight, or was strong in battle. Turn to flight enemies, meaning they made the armies of enemies flee. How did all this happen? By faith. What's the point? Holy Spirit is trying to get us to see something, amen. That when God says that we ought to live by faith, that means we're doing things. Just like those who we see here. Everybody pointed out here who were called and saved by faith, through faith, they were doing stuff. They were offering, they were obtaining, they were transferring, they were moving, they were preparing, they were obeying, they were receiving, they were doing all. They were doing these things. And whatever they did it by faith. So here's the thing now. What does this mean for us? We want God to be pleased with us, don't we? How's he going to be pleased with us? We're going to live by faith. If we're living by faith, guess what we're going to do? There's going to be a word after our name, just like there's a word after their name. By faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, James overcame. By faith, Evelyn spoke. Right? By faith, Nida gathered. Do you understand?
Yeah.
By faith. Less built.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. But if God's looking for that to be able to say about us, we gotta be looking for that about ourselves too.
Sure.
And if where we are at the moment with our situation, somebody's talking about you, but you ain't stopping their mouth, then you're not acting in faith. Because you gotta be doing something.
True.
There needs to be something. Mm-hmm. By faith, you are what? And watch this, and we leave. Do you see in this thing? Nobody by faith was crying.
That's what.
Exactly.
By faith, Noah cried.
Or complained.
Or complaining. Right? No! They were doing things that were constructive. Offering. That's why I wrote it down. I wrote down, look at my list. These are all words that can go back to, they chose, they refused, they forsook, they performed, they survived. And how much more? Because as the writer of Hebrews says, I say the same thing, right? When he says, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me. What is he saying? I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. And neither do I. Amen? We're out of time. Amen? I don't have the time to go through more words, but you get the point. The just shall live by faith. That means we're actively doing things, believing in God, believing in our relationship with him. Amen? And here's the thing. Are there times when we're not going to be able to do anything by faith? Sure they are. But just remember, don't be ashamed of yourself and don't get down on yourself. Just be like that man. Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Why? Because I know I need to believe in God, because otherwise nothing's going to happen and He's not going to be pleased with me. Amen? So let's take this to heart. Amen. How do the just live? The just shall live by faith. And what did we see about all these heroes of the faith? Man, they were offering, they were obeying, they were moving, they were seeing, they were prophesying, they were doing some things, Jack. And let us do the same thing. Amen? Everything by faith. Believing in your relationship with God, that God is your helper. Amen? Enemies coming against you, money issues, relationship issues, you know, health issues. Just believe, amen. Can understand that for every issue that we have in our life, there's a promise that God has in this book.
That's true. That's true.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And if you only got one of them, just stand on that one. If you got to say the same scripture over and over for 36 days, then stand on that one scripture. Sometimes you just got to do whatever you know how to do. Mm-hmm. And if that's all you know how to do, do that, but do it how?
By faith.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're closing. I'm going to say this, amen, on that point, because John just reminded me of something. I remember we had someone come to our church when we were in Virginia at the Lord's Church. He had come from Africa. I don't remember all the details. But I remember he was telling us that there were some... There was a tribe in Africa, and all they had was like 3 or 4 pages of the book of Matthew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the preacher just preached out of that, those 3, all the time. Mm-hmm. Because that's all he had. Mm-hmm. So sometimes maybe all you have is one word.
Yeah.
One verse. Mm-hmm. So what? Mm-hmm. Stand on that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen? Right? Mm-hmm. Stand on that thing until more word comes.
Yeah.
But don't not say that word because that's the only word you have.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Just wear that word out. You understand? If that's the only one you got, wear it out.
Exactly.
Because you gotta live by faith.
That's so true.
And faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Well, let's pray tonight. Father, to you we give the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you, God, that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank you, God, that the just shall live by faith. And Father, I confess over every person under the sound of my voice that each one of us lives by faith. We walk by faith. We pray by faith, oh God. We worship you by faith, oh God. We move by faith. We refuse by faith. Father, everything, every action, every thought, every word, every deed, oh God, is laced with faith. Father, I confess it. I believe it. Call it done in the name of Jesus Christ. God, continue to help us, oh God, to grow in our faith, oh Lord. Wherever we are right now, whatever our situation and circumstances, God, let us approach them, oh God, in faith, that you may be pleased to be called our God, and we may be privileged to be called your people. Father, we thank you right now. Even increase our faith, God. Build us up, oh Father. Help us to hear your word, that our faith may come. And once it comes, oh God, let us release it, oh God, on your promises. And Father God, let us obtain all the things that you have for us and be exactly who you have made us to be. Father, as we prepare to leave this place, we ask you to go with us, or as we travel our several different ways, let your hand of protection be strong upon us. Guide us safely home. Let your peace continue to rule in our hearts and in our homes on tonight. And Father God, let us continue to seek you and to find you, oh God, as we search for you with all our hearts. We love you and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.